Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to Season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Tuesday.
I love a Tuesday that feels like a Monday.
Yeah, it means the week is going by faster.
Oh, yeah. And it's Grammy week.
Were y'all off yesterday?
We were off yesterday, yes. It is an iHeartRadio official holiday, Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm. But Becca?
Great, yeah.
We need to address something with you.
We're going to have an intervention.
Oh, no, about what?
What do you think?
Me being late? I mean... could only be one thing. Okay, well... I don't really have an excuse, except that the traffic was bad today because I came early. We changed the time. It's normally not that bad.
I saw a meme about this over the weekend. It was like...
no, but I knew the traffic was exactly what I expected it to be.
The traffic was the same as it's been every other day.
This is my
but
vow.
But I didn't see that coming.
No, this is my vow. I'm going to not only be on time, I'm going to get here early from now on.
Then we could prep. Get ready, discuss things we want to talk about, because we're supposed to go at 9:30 this morning.
It's 9:50.
You came in at 9:47.
Yeah.
So I have a semi-solution.
Okay.
But I don't know if it works if I tell you.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you tell me earlier, but
yeah. We'll put nine
everyone
in the calendar.
Does that.
So I told Danielle to put in the calendar for just 15 minutes earlier. So like today would have been 9:15 instead of 9:30.
Right. Yeah.
Will that help?
It's hard when I know.
I know. I see. I told you.
Because then
I
was like, it feels like manipulation, and then my Scorpio side just like, well, I'll show them.
I told you.
Here's the thing. I really am going to work on it, but I will say I almost feel like the few times that I do get here earlier on time, y'all are late, and then I end up sitting out there. So I go, well...
Well, in fairness, that does happen from time to time.
That's true. That's true. That's true, Mark. That's true, Mark. That's true.
When we go along with Ryan, that does happen sometimes. But today there wasn't an issue.
Because why?
Well, no, it's usually not an issue. Mark just really likes lengthy meetings after our morning show. So maybe
mostly a meeting after?
It's not Ryan. Don't try and blame it on Ryan.
Well, look, we need to come up with ideas for the Ryan show. I mean, that's the point of those meetings. Yeah. I can't come up with everything.
Correct.
I'm not the demo.
We could make them a little rapidamente.
That, by the way, don't get on me for that. We go
this
around.
Feels like a okay. therapy session. Non-podcast.
I'm tired of that because I get hassled for long meetings. You guys control the pace of the meetings. We go person to person around the circle and everyone contributes what they contribute. And what always happens is it devolves into a conversation about whatever the person pitches. And yeah. suddenly one person just spent 10 minutes on one idea. This could move faster. But then I look like the jerk if I'm like, okay, enough chatter. Let's keep moving. I don't want to be that guy.
Okay.
So then it becomes an hour-long meeting. I agree. It doesn't have to be that, but I'm not taking the blame for that.
All right. I'm going to start. I'll help.
What?
She said,
I'm going to help exactly. the situation.
Okay, so I'll work on being early.
And I'm going to work on
time. And you're
going to
work
meetings.
On making those go fast. So mm-hmm. that me being early doesn't feel like, oh, why am I even trying
exactly.
this?
But then there's the other element. It's like you're supposed to be here at 10:30 or 11 o'clock.
Right.
And then we're still doing the meetings at 11 o'clock. I think to myself, well, Becca's not going to be on time. We can keep doing the meeting.
Okay, so we'll have an agreement yes. that we'll
all be on time.
To be on time.
Yeah, right. Great. Okay, wow. Great. I'm glad that, wow.
This I'm glad podcast we got is... not only me addressed, but also whatever the situation was going on between y'all. We got it all out of the way and taken care of.
We have yeah. a lot of podcasts in here today. So, you know, we just got to keep this train moving.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, First comes first.
We have a lot to discuss today.
What do we have to discuss?
Well, first and foremost, have you had any thoughts on our half marathon together as a team building, team bonding experience?
So, you know, most people would think that I would immediately just say no.
Correct.
Like, I would be not even consider it. However, I like the idea of challenging myself to do something I never, ever would do.
Me too.
But then when I posted about it on Instagram, I got so many DMs that were like, it's horrible. It messed up my knees. I had to have surgery. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. On the flip side, I got some that were like, it was amazing. It challenged me. I felt so successful after I did it. So it was like very 50-50 on that reaction. And I already have like one bad knee that's like not 100% secure.
I definitely have my right knee is very sonsy, but I do have to say there's something about like, because 13 miles to me seems like a behemoth. Like it seems mm-hmm. a lot.
Like 2 miles seems like that for me.
So there's something that I feel like will, once we get there and we're like, do it, we're going to feel so freaking high. Like, we're going to, like, want to accomplish the world.
But, like, I'd feel that accomplishment with, like, a 5 or 10K. You know what I'm saying? Like
3 miles?
Yeah. I don't run, period. I run no miles right
but
now.
But there's something, like, it's like, you know, all these women, it's the women's marathon, and we're running through downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
And, like,
I would walk it in 2 seconds.
Well, you can walk it. Like, we can run a little bit. I mean, obviously, we probably be at different paces, but, like, we can run a little bit, walk a little bit.
This team building's going to be me alone walking the Nike's women half marathon.
Well, I mean, yeah. You don't run things with together, do you?
I feel like you're supposed to train together and for it, you're supposed to run it together.
What's the point of doing it together if you're not running it together? If you just see each other at the starting line and say, okay, bye. What's the point of doing it together?
We're doing it together. It's like we're on this path together.
No, I'm doing it alone with other people. That's what that means.
Like community. We're all a giant community running it together.
So what you're saying is there's a large community of women who will also be doing it,
correct,
whether I'm there or not. Well, you just kind of took away like the excitement of it if you're going to be like,
bye,
an hour ahead of me, hour two or three.
Well, I don't
want
to walk the whole thing. I want to try and like.
This is like when my wife and I go on hikes together. My wife is always going at 100%. And I like to hike, but I don't like to sprint hike. You know,
right,
when you're just like got the straight legs and you're just going as fast. That's how my wife hikes. So I try to keep up with her for about 10 minutes. And then I'm like, all right, I'll just see you later. Bye-bye. You know, it's not a group thing. It's not a couple thing anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's just
Do you wish it was?
I would like to do that. Yeah, I wish it was more of a couple thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she likes to just go, 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 go.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, if I put in the work of training for this and then you left me, this podcast and our friendship would be over. If I trained that hard and then you just said bye, you have all these other people with you to join.
Well, I was even, because I was talking about training because I was like, oh, I want to train with somebody. And Sisney was like, you can't, because she's run a half marathon before. She was like, you can't really train with another person because everybody runs at different paces. So you join like a running group and then you all just kind of are all in different paces.
But why
running.
Not go at Becca's pace for that day?
Walk it? The
no,
whole thing?
I'm not saying I'm going to walk the whole thing, but I'm just saying I don't really feel like I want to run the whole thing.
I don't think I'm going to run the whole thing either, to be honest. I really don't. I don't think I can do 13.
I feel like you could do it. You can't even what?
I can't even run 3 miles straight.
I think you could do it.
Oh, yeah.
13 miles straight?
I think yes. If you train for it, I think you would do it. That's why you train.
You build it up. 3 miles, 4 miles, 5 miles. You could do it. I couldn't do it. You could do it.
That's horrible.
I'm going to get a gauge. What do you think is 13 miles from here? Just so you get a gauge of how far 13 miles is. And I'm sorry this means nothing to you if you don't live in Southern California, but we're in Burbank.
In Burbank. I feel like 13 miles from Burbank is downtown Los Angeles.
Not quite. Downtown Los Angeles is about 10 and a half to 11 miles from here. So it's a little farther than downtown.
So far.
The other way, it's Reseda. Reseda is 13 miles from here.
That's crazy.
Why do people do this?
Like, I don't see. That's a good question.
I've done many half marathons in my time.
Wow.
Tell me why.
Half marathons. It's really fun. It is really fun. And here's the thing, though, mentally, I think about it is once you're doing it and you're like, you see like, oh, I'm at mile six. Like, oh man, I'm only halfway. Like your body, at least my body, like, kind of accounts for that and is like, I don't know, you like don't find yourself getting tired as if you were just on the treadmill doing
it. I know. So what's interesting is I usually run on the treadmill and I can crush, like I can get to, I mean it's hard for me, but I can get like 5 miles an hour. I can get in 5 miles in 1 hour. So the last few days I've been running outside on the pavement, much harder.
Interesting. I find it harder to run on the treadmill.
Interesting.
Because I'm just staring at the numbers going up. And outside, I get lost in the streets and everything going around.
Yeah.
It's fun. Half marathons are great, though. They don't do them anymore, but they used to have these big ones at Disneyland. And it was so much fun, but not anymore.
The Rose Bowl is 11 miles from here.
Oh, that is so far.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl, 11 miles. So... yeah, I just don't quite understand the like thrill.
Okay, so I'm doing this alone, huh?
But so that would mean I would probably need to train outside.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. California is not level ground. There's always
I know that's the thing. There's a lot of it's like hilly.
Right, but it's January and it's gorgeous outside. So that's the advantage of Southern California is
we
you
do
can train year round. You can always run outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are a few hills.
Yeah. Well, just for someone who literally does not exercise, period.
Yeah, you'd have to do a lot of training.
Yeah. Maybe I should download one of those apps that like tells you, it like tells you how to start training. Like,
yeah, I
like
have it.
Marathon.
But do you want to? Like, I feel like you didn't even want to do this. Like, I know maybe you could.
Well, now I'm like, she's just going to go in the starting line and say sayonara and... gas
no,
me.
I would do it with you if you actually really did it. I'm just anticipating Becca not training whatsoever and getting there the day of and be like,
that's a fair anticipation.
Thank you. So like if that were to be true, I don't want to walk the whole thing.
I think you need to go down your friends list and find some other people who might do this with you. What about Aaron? What about your neighbor Aaron?
She is doing
she's
it.
Like
I could
fit.
I could she is doing it. She did sign up well, to do it. But I just thought it'd be fun to do, like, you know, together.
No, it would be so fun to do it together.
Get a scrubbing in group, you know, like, but you know.
Easton could do it.
It's a women's run. A women's I can't do that.
Looks like I'm going sans.
Looks like it.
Maybe I'll get on the treadmill and see, like, if I can even run, like, 1 mile.
Okay. Maybe you could come cheer me on that day.
Oh, I would definitely cheer you on.
Okay.
Finish line though, because it's probably an early start.
Yeah.
I'll be there at the finish line for sure. Yeah. Whether I'm beside you or along the sidelines.
All right. That's
how were the podcast awards? You both looked fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
We didn't win one.
We weren't
Nor
nominated.
Were you nominated.
Not only didn't we win, we weren't nominated, but we were there. We presented.
I know. Wait, can I tell you my favorite thing about Becca? So we're presenting something and like we have a little script and it's all in the prompter, which is the camera that we're looking at.
Yeah.
And Becca's like grabbing the thing and she's like, hold on, let me see it. Like I just need to read it a couple more times. And I was like, why are you reading? It's all in the prompter for
you. It's on the screen in front of you.
It's just like, I like to have it memorized.
Yeah, I like to memorize because I get really nervous reading a prompter.
That's very professional.
It was so sweet. I get really nervous reading a prompter.
I get that. I totally understand that.
And I like not knowing what exactly I was reading. You know, I'd only read it like once or twice. And it was kind of wordy. Tanya's part was really wordy. I would have really flubbed that. And I was like, she didn't bring the script because she does this all the time. Yeah, so yeah. She's like, oh my God, it's not a big deal.
Teleprompter reading is a skill though.
So I have a traumatic experience from prompter reading. And so one time, fresh off The Bachelor, you know, Amy Sugarman, everyone knows Amy. She booked me for a KTLA appearance to fill in for Sam Rubin, who's the
entertainment. Yeah.
And he was out of town. So they chose me as a fill in. Or she like, what's it called? Like suggested me as a fill in.
Yeah.
So I go and like, I get there early, makeup on, hair done. And they're like, all right, so you're familiar with prompter, right? And I was like, no, I've never read a prompter. And they're like, oh, we were told you were really familiar with a prompter. So I go on live television reading a prompter for the first time. And it was one of the most traumatic experiences I've ever had.
So it didn't go well.
It didn't go well. I have a lot of respect for the people of news mm-hmm. and live TV.
So do people know what a teleprompter, does everyone know? Is that common knowledge for everybody who's not in?
No, you're reading off.
It's, I don't even know how to explain it.
Well, the camera you're looking at has a screen on it. That,
yeah.
That,
a small screen.
A small screen and the words scroll past that you're supposed to say.
It's either so above or below
that
the
way
camera.
You're looking close enough to at the camera that it looks like you're looking at the camera.
Yeah.
It is a skill. This is a lot of people can't do that.
Well, a lot of people like you practice
right. It's a learned skill.
Yeah. So after that, now if I have just like a short, I mean that I would have never been able to memorize because it was literally a full show.
Yeah.
But now when I have things like this where I present, I feel like I can memorize them. So I'm just like spot on. And the prompter's there for backup.
I think that's
good.
I think that's very professional because God forbid the teleprompter malfunctions.
Oh, yeah.
Or God forbid you can't see it. There's a glare or like it's too far away from you and you can't see it. Yeah, it's good to have it memorized. Yeah, I think that's nice.
The prompter at the Golden Globes was like the camera that we were supposed to be looking at was literally under the sun. Like it looked like I felt like I was like looking into the sun. It was one of the hardest things I've ever like done.
So it went well Friday night.
I like blacked out when the prompter came on and we were up in this room where like there all these people were in the like box area watching us do the prompter read. So I was like, there's a lot of people.
Stage fright.
Yeah, it was like stage fright and then the prompter, but everyone said it was fine. So I don't know. Just going to take their word for it.
I think we crushed it.
Yeah. And we matched. So it was good. We had a cohesive moment.
That was intentional?
Yeah, I decided to base my outfit off of what Tanya was wearing.
Nice.
It makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. It makes me so happy. Like, I don't think you realize how happy it makes me.
And you won't even walk a half marathon for me.
Oh, come on. I would go at your pace if you would run a little bit. I would. It's not like I'm this like Speedy Gonzalez here. It's not, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to say like I'm going to run this thing fast.
Like, what if I train and I was like breaking records?
Yeah.
You never know.
I got like a high.
Like running 5 miles an hour is not like a crazy, you know what I mean?
I think we all have hidden skills that we have not explored. Becca, you might be the finest long distance runner in American history.
No chance. I played basketball and softball because it was like quick running and then it was done. Soccer, I would have never done well.
You just never know until you try. I might be the greatest hi-a-lai player of all time. I've just never played hi-a-lai.
What is that?
What is that?
Some sort of a game. I think there's scoops involved. I think it's kind of like lacrosse, but in a little court.
Oh, hi-a-lai.
Just saying, sounds you never weird. Know until you do it.
Yeah, that's true.
True. I need to know your thoughts on Brad and Jen.
You know, I kind of feel like that photo of her like walking away and like kind of giving him the hand. Says it all.
Should we go to a break and then come back with this?
That sounds great.
Wait, why? Are you going to fight me on this?
No. I don't know.
Do you
want
to hold my hand?
No,
is that what's happening?
No. Okay, we'll be right back.
Do you want to hold my hand? Never. She never wants to hold my hand.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Rakuten is a rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything that they buy.
Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, pets, and more.
You're already shopping at your favorite stores like Macy's, Best Buy, Petco, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer.
Rakuten is the easiest and smartest way to find the best deals and savings. And every time I visit Rakuten.com, I'm always shocked by the thousands of brands that are featured.
Me too. Did you know that Ticketmaster is one of those brands? So next time you're trying to see your favorite artist live, you can earn cash back when buying tickets with Rakuten.
And the best part, membership is free and it's easy to sign up.
Plus, cashback rates change daily, so you can keep checking to find the best deal.
The stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You can get paid via check or PayPal quarterly.
Rakuten has 17 million members who are already saving, and their members have earned over $4.6 billion in cashback.
Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today. Your cashback really adds up.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Okay, Brad and Jen. So the photo of her walking away and he's grabbing her hand. What about it?
I feel like it's just like the antithesis of, I knew, like, this is what I imagined. Brad thinking, it was you all along. I had you all along. And Jen's like, boy, bye.
You know what it felt like to me, like looking at the photos?
What?
It felt like she was like, he was flirty or something. And she went to walk away and was like, oh my God, shut up. I know how you are. And right. He was grabbing her like, come on, Jen. Like, mm-hmm. Let's give it another shot.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really think happened was that they were just like happy for each other. To be honest, my feelings of it, because I posted about it and a bunch of people were like, oh, so we want her to get back with a man who cheats. And I was like,
exactly.
First of all, no, I don't want that. I would like never tell my friend to do that. However, it has been 12 years. I feel like he's grown a lot of what things, personal issues he's gone through.
For sure.
Not saying that it excuses his cheating, but I'm just saying like people do grow and change. It's not like this happened like last year or whatever. And I've heard of stories. There's stories of people who have gone through the whole process of infidelity, divorce, and then found each other again.
But who are these people? Give me a name.
I feel like Jason Kennedy's wife, Lauren, her parents.
Oh, really?
Have shared their story about
wow.
that. Yeah.
It's obscure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've shared their story. So it's like in my head of like.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm sure they're not the only ones. But my heart was just really happy to see them both smiling and in the same room. And it seemed like there was peace in that. For both of them.
I feel like they've been at peace with each other for a long time. No,
we just
like they've
haven't hung seen
out. Yeah,
them in a
like
room.
I feel like they've been hanging out. Like we heard that he was at her birthday party, and I feel like they've been friends for a long time. Like they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of go back to I have a lot of grace for Brad. Like I feel like I used to poo poo him a lot. Like mm-hmm. I was not a big Brad Pitt fan for a while, and now he's really winning me over. Like I feel like he's been just doing a lot of work on himself, and mm-hmm. he's been sharing a lot about it in the press, so mm-hmm. I'm seeing it more, and I'm like, you know what, I'm here for the like Bradisons.
Mm-hmm.
However, I feel like Jen's too good for that, you know?
Yeah,
like you had your cake at one point, and this cake is
walking away.
This cake is going to be at a great wedding, devoured by many. not the quite the right analogy I was going for, but you know,
a great cake at a great wedding.
Like he had his. Say he had his queen.
I mean, he had,
and now she's going to rule her own
kingdom.
You know.
Yeah, I just feel. As though if they got back together, I would be very okay with it. But I'm also okay with them just being happy with like one another as people and not necessarily being romantically together, but just being happy separately.
Yeah, I kind of see him like I kind of want him with like a Tinder girl or something.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
he joked about having a Tinder
yeah,
profile.
Yeah, he joked about the adding it to his Tinder profile. Like, just like a normal girl. Like a normal girl that just, you know.
Doesn't that work?
Cameras?
Could Brad Pitt just date a waitress?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay.
Or me.
I feel, I like, obviously I'm in a relationship, but I feel like if I wasn't,
you'd want
that I'd be in love with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
I know. I've been having a moment with him lately for sure. Especially because he's been talking a lot more like to the press. And I just feel
like. He's just been super charming and funny and everything.
So super charming. Super funny. And also super transparent and very vulnerable, which I appreciate.
Don't we love vulnerability transparency?
I love a vulnerable man.
And look at this photo of him. It stopped me in my tracks.
I know. Like
that is just.
Wow. Babe. That's a good looking man.
I know.
And he's like, yeah.
I mean, how old is he? He's 56, right? I think he's 56.
Wow, stand by.
Rolled that around. She acted like she was questioning.
Yes, he is 56 as of last month.
That seems to have been researched heavily by Tanya.
Because like people keep trying to set me up and I keep saying my cutoff is like 43 max. Like,
I think
like,
that's healthy.
Me too, but 50. I mean, 56 looks good on. I'm like, I would take a
Brad Pitt's his own thing.
But if it wasn't Brad Pitt, if somebody just was looking like that at 56, I would snatch it
so
up.
So that wouldn't. So if Brad Pitt asked you out, there would be zero hesitation.
Correct.
I think there would be zero hesitation with me too.
For anybody, I yeah. guess. Like, is there anybody that would hesitate?
If Brad Pitt asked you out, would you go?
Zero hesitation.
Yeah, exactly.
I think my wife would understand fully.
Totally.
Yeah. I
what
get
are
that.
Your thoughts on it? on them getting back together?
I do. I find it, it seems like if they did get back together, America would rejoice. Like they've wanted it for 20 years. And it's the kind of thing like, well, maybe
but
we
do
need
they?
That as
I
a nation.
Like, but do then they?
I
don't,
but then I personally
you
don't
haven't been a shipper.
Need that. I haven't really shipped those two. I mean, I guess it would be nice, but then you get into the actual nitty gritty of what happened the first time. And you think, why would they want to go back to that situation?
Yeah.
Because clearly that didn't end well. So maybe they're better off apart.
Mm-hmm.
And had better off as friends, which they clearly seem to be.
Totally.
They seem to be in a very healthy place in terms of each other.
Yeah.
And that's great. That should be applauded and appreciated for what it is.
I, honestly, Selena Gomez has changed my view on celebrity couples. And like, it's really stuck with me. She did this interview and she was talking about how like when celebrities date each other, it becomes more about other people, like shipping them and being so invested that sometimes you stay in a relationship for other people instead of what you want for yourself. And ever since I read that, I was like, you know what? I kind of am down with these, like the Taylor Swifts of the world keeping their thing sonsy, you know? Like,
you mean private?
Yeah, just like not taking photos on the carpet with Joe Alwyn.
Sonsy has many definitions.
It does. Yeah, it's whenever I just throw
you
it
just
in.
Have to guess. Like when she says it, you're like, does that mean this?
Yeah, so now like I love Jen. Like I love Jen with a like a motorcycle man or like a biker, a guy that rides his bike on
Charlie
Saturday
Hunnam.
Mornings.
No?
Like a, sure.
Like that type?
Yeah, he's okay. Super famous, so maybe not that type. But like Jen? I see her with like a biker and then I see him with like a Tinder girl or whatever
Jennifer's
app he's on.
Like America's like best friend. Like yeah. We are like, we want her to be the happiest. And if she has found that she has come to peace with the situation with Brad and she's forgiven him and she feels like it's meant to be that they be together, then I want to support her in that because he seems like he's like had a moment where he's grown and changed, but she needs to guard her heart.
She needs to guard her heart.
But anyways, I think we're all just rooting for her and her happiness.
That's true.
Yes. And you know what? She seems really happy being single.
Your voice
That's
just went up.
That's a higher pitch than I've ever heard.
Like my, it went out for a sec.
It was a little, like, it was a little, it was a little Gypsy Rose.
Oh my God. So yeah, basically we're rooting for Jen and her happiness and we're in love with Brad. So.
Yeah. You know what? And also like if she's solo and happy, I'm here for that too.
We Absolutely. Love a Sonsy
we
happiness.
We love a Sonsy happiness. For sure.
Are you Sonsy happiness?
For sure.
Oh.
I feel like I'm thriving right now.
Are we all caught up on the morning show on Apple TV Plus?
No, it's over now, right?
Finished? I haven't even started it.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
We finished it over the weekend. By the way, a lot of like critics didn't like it and people mm-hmm. didn't. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was a really great 10 episodes. Just solid. And the last episode's killer.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it.
I think I'm 2 episodes away from finishing.
Okay. So you're close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. The last 2 are fun.
Really?
I mean, not fun, but like there's some difficult, definitely some difficult parts, but they move.
Oh.
Have either of you watched Cheer on Netflix?
No, but everyone's telling me to watch Cheer on Netflix.
Yeah, I cannot believe that you have not jumped on this.
So can I be honest?
Yeah.
I started it the other night and was like, I only watched like 20 minutes. So I need to work past the 20
yeah.
minutes.
Oh,
okay.
Well, yeah, you got to get past the intro of what the show's about. And like,
yeah,
the,
I was like,
I watched the opening credits and it didn't really hook me.
Yeah, it didn't grab me.
I just feel like there's really good television out right now. And so I heard everybody talking about Cheers. I was like, let me give this a whirl. And I was like, this is what everybody's talking about?
One of my favorite things about now in the world is that every week there's another Netflix show that, and right now it is Cheer and Don't F with Cats. Those are the two that everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
And next week it'll be something totally different. And that's fun.
Well, I watched both of those on like the same weekend and very different shows, by the way. Don't F with Cats.
Well, I will like Cheer.
It's so good. And I feel like you're all about like building each other up. It's all about this team who's like, and it tells these individual stories of the guys and the girls who are on this cheer team. And it's really deep. And like this coach has taken them under their wings. And like, she's the coolest. Like she's who we want to be, Monica.
Oh, really?
Okay. I'm looking them all up on Instagram, just like seeing what they're doing now, you know? And the coach follows me and I freak. You would have thought like Jennifer Aniston.
I know. It's those. I know. It's like the most random ones that really can get you.
It got me so excited. And so she responded to me because I gave her a shout out. And she like wrote back and was like, I love you too.
Oh.
Wow.
But anyways, awesome. Once you watch it, you'll like really get it.
Okay. Isn't there a guy on there too that everyone loves?
It's Jerry. Just
this breakout star. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So there's, it's a bunch of guys. It's the storyline's basically a bunch of guys and girls and they're working
how
towards
many? The, it felt like there was a lot to keep track of all of these people.
I think there's like six that they highlight like and tell their stories about, but they're all working towards the championship in Daytona. But like, honestly, I bet the people, the production team, they were like, we could not make this stuff up, the stuff that goes down while they're like training for this competition.
Like, are there like couples? Do people like make out?
No. I mean, well, I feel like a lot, I would say not all, but most male cheerleaders are gay. So I don't think there's like, unless they're hooking up with them, but they don't focus on that.
Hmm.
Not to stereotype, just in general on this show.
Yes, uh-huh.
And on this show. But it's so good.
Okay.
So maybe I'll get past the credits and see if you can get to a storyline.
Okay.
What else happened? Oh, so you're Sanzi?
Sanzi,
yeah.
Solo?
Legally single, baby.
What is legally single?
Like I'm not in a relationship. I can,
but this guy's still around. He who should not, he who has not been named.
You, he has not been nicknamed.
So you've been legally single this whole time.
Correct. Yeah.
Is there any update to be heard on this?
Like, no.
So here's what I want to know. You posted, Danielle posted something about you being single and then you reposted it.
Yes.
Like, did he say anything? Did he acknowledge that? Or is he just like, eh?
It's a great question.
No, I got no reaction.
So he's either didn't see it.
That's a possibility.
Or
is like above.
Isn't stepping up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing
to share there.
But it's not going in a direction.
Here's the thing that's interesting. Exactly.
It's just not going in any direction. Yeah. It's just stagnating. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's not bad.
It's treading water.
Yeah. It's not bad. Like I'm obviously still hanging out with him and it's like great, but it's not going anywhere. So I don't know.
When did you see him last?
Actually, I saw him yesterday.
Before
that, it was like over a week ago.
What was the date yesterday? Can we know that? Like what'd you guys do?
Made him dinner. I mean,
that's nice. Yeah. That's intimate.
Well, I'm very like,
domestic.
I'm very like cookie these days. Like I've been like just trying to cook and I like have this like fisherman at my local grocery store now that I like talk to about like the fresh fish of the day. And I'm just like, I like Google.
He's single for you?
No, he's actually married and like way older than me.
Oh, yeah.
Like Brad Pitt's
like 56?
No, like older than Brad Pitt.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. But like the cutest thing. And I've been like Googling how to cook all these fish. So I've just been like into cooking lately. Anyways, so I just cooked us dinner.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you guys watch a movie or anything or cheer?
We were going to watch The Bachelor and then we just ended up like making out.
Nice. That seems like a great night.
Yeah.
Did he spend the night?
No.
Okay. But making out is good.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I have a question. When you have a good night like that, and he doesn't stay the night or you don't end up staying the night, does it bum you out or are you just like, eh, it's fine. I'm happy to sleep alone.
No, he's been kind of like sick. Like that's why I hadn't seen him for a long time. So I was like, I have a big week ahead of me because I'm doing the Grammys on Sunday. Well, no, I think it's a joint
decision.
Yeah. You know, I like literally every single day this week, I have something at night and not even at night. Like I have to leave straight from the morning show and I have to do like, 5 things a day.
Does he know that we're pushing for you to be on The Bachelor? Has he seen all this?
Yes. But that was like a couple weeks ago. We discussed that a little bit.
And?
It's like awkward because it's like you're dating, you know what I mean? Like you're dating somebody, but you're not exclusively dating somebody. So
you're legally single.
Yeah.
But you're giving him the opportunity
a number of times here
to say, you know what? I want to be that guy in your life. I don't want you to go on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I don't want people posting on Instagram that you're single because I don't want you to be single anymore.
It's true.
And he's not taking that step.
It's true.
We had Rob Mills on last week on the Seacrest show.
Mm-hmm.
He's the head of ABC alternate programming or something like that. Mm-hmm. He can get you on The Bachelor. He talked about even somehow putting some sort of a studio in the mansion. But then you brought up Sean Booth because he asked you about other bachelors you're interested in. And he said, why don't you just date Sean Booth? Which was very funny on his part. But there's been a development there.
Yes, there has. He posted it on his story and then said, the middleman is overrated.
That's true.
Tanya Rad.
Wow.
To me, that was flirt.
That's a handkerchief.
I thought that was a handkerchief too, but it's like, you know,
Are you going to pick up the handkerchief?
I responded.
What'd you say?
I said, I agree.
I don't know if you picked up the handkerchief. You maybe moved it around with your foot a little bit.
Maybe stepped on it. So
I think I said something like, I said, I agree. Let me know next time because he doesn't live here. So I said, let me know next time you're in.
What is it with these guys who don't live here? Where does he live?
Nashville.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let me know next time you're in Los Angeles.
Okay. So there may be a date with Sean Booth at some point.
At some point.
And so he is your type? What is it about Sean Booth you find alluring?
I didn't necessarily mean Sean Booth in actuality or Ben Higgins in actuality, because I know Ben Higgins has a lovely girlfriend who we love so very much.
Those were your answers to what other bachelors are you interested
in? Yeah, it was more like the type of guy. Yeah.
Are those the same type of guy? I see Ben Higgins and Pete the Pilot as similar types of guy. I don't see Sean Booth in that pile. Pete the Pilot and Ben Higgins have that kind of wholesome, they got the there's a certain element to their face that's kind of there's a sweetness there, you know?
As bizarre as it was to hear you say sweetness of the face, I
know,
me
too. I agree.
I do agree.
When you said it, I was kind of like, huh? And then I was like, actually, yeah.
The sweetness of the face. Sean Booth doesn't have the sweetness of the face.
I don't know. I mean, I've met him once and I was really taken aback by how nice he was.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a long time ago, so who knows? Things change.
I get these guys confused, so you'll have to pardon me for this. But did we have him for an Almost Famous where he was crying?
Yes.
Okay.
I get these guys confused.
There's a lot of bachelor people in and out of this room.
You met him and were around.
Yes, because he had a breakup.
Yes.
That was his fault or accused of it being his fault, and he came in here and cried. Was that with Caitlin? Was that mm-hmm. the... Okay. All right. I'm with you.
What was your vibe?
Fine. But not like a Ben Higgins vibe. Like you meet Ben Higgins and you want to spend more time with Ben Higgins. You're like, I will call this guy if I'm in prison. I'll call him to bail me out. You know, I feel like Ben Higgins is a guy that's so endearing.
So endearing.
But Ben Higgins is like such a rarity in general. But especially if you put him in a group of guys who have been on The Bachelor, he's even more like he's really like.
He's like a
he's different.
He's like a diamond in a rock.
See, but
in the rough, I think
a
is,
diamond.
Yeah, but diamond I feel like Sean rock. Is a great guy too, and I'm not saying that Sean's not a great guy either. I'm just saying
Sean seems like a nice enough guy.
Ben, when you meet him, like you would never question who Ben. Like if we were like Ben Higgins and you met him, you would
you
not
fall
question.
Under his spell, his charm. You're so charmed by him that you won't
I know.
Take a
but here's
for
him. The thing, though. It's like it's the charm, but it's also sincere. Like, it's just like his genuine.
Yes. Oh, agreed.
Yeah,
totally
like it's
agreed.
Totally, fully the person that he is.
Right. There are charming people that you feel like, yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, it's very charming, yeah. But is it legitimate?
Exactly.
Where Ben is legitimate. By the way, I'm a total hypocrite, and we've talked about this before. I've said to you that people who have been on The Bachelor, present company excluded, are damaged people and you shouldn't date them. And then I meet Ben Higgins and I think he's the best guy in the world. And then I meet Dean Ongler and I'm like, I want to move in with him. And then you meet Jared Haben and he's the best. So I'm totally wrong on my, I've completely changed my tune on The Bachelor people.
It's
because
so
you can't
weird.
Generalize
you
that
can't
much.
Generalize.
It's so weird that once you spend some time with people, like on a podcast yes. for just speaking randomly.
But it's like,
you're right. I was wrong to judge. I was.
But it's also just like in real life. You know what I mean? Like there's going to be the good ones from The Bachelor and then there's going to be the Sonsy ones. That
right.
Are like, ooh.
I've met some Sonsy bachelors for sure.
For sure.
Oh,
me
I'm
too.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's just like the same here. It's like you go anywhere. You go to a bar and you meet some really awesome people.
Yes.
And you meet some.
It is a microcosm of society.
Exactly.
Just super, super attractive.
Exactly.
Wait. You met Chris Soules because he was on the Almost Famous podcast.
I did.
What did you think?
This.
You can't remember? Show Mark a photo.
Chris Soules.
Oh my God.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay, maybe.
Do a little
Chris
Google search.
I'm
image.
Sorry. There's so many people
this
come
is...
through this. Oh, yeah. We did an in-depth with him recently.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you
I
did
want...
recently?
Yeah.
So that's whose season I was on.
Okay.
Just to bring it all back around. I want to set him up on a date with Tanya. What did you think?
No, I don't.
Just a date. I'm
no.
not saying nothing.
No.
Not even
nothing.
A date.
Is he from Texas or someplace?
No, Iowa.
Iowa? Yeah, he's a farmer. That's
yeah.
what it was. He's Chris yeah. the farmer. He's very farmery. Even after he's been in LA now for a while, he's done all the shows, he was in here, he's still so farmery. I don't like him for Tanya.
For one date?
Wow, that was a harsh reaction.
Tanya, he's not a bad guy. I'm not saying that.
No.
But I remember thinking, like, he's a fish out of water here. Where Tanya in Los Angeles is a fish in water. She is made for this.
But yeah, but we don't fish want her with water. A guy who's a fish in water.
There's a happy medium there. Chris Soules, he wouldn't know how to even find Instagram. Like, he doesn't.
He has Instagram.
I know, but he has people or something. I'm
no,
just telling you, this is not a guy. Like, he had to have it taught to him. I'm telling you, this is not Tanya's kind of guy.
Tanya, I stand by my opinion.
I value
and
your opinion.
I'm saying I don't know that he's your end all be all,
right?
But I do think it could be a fun date,
a good time.
Yeah,
you but know like what I like? I like a good time.
I think you need a good time.
Yeah,
I think you're in a standstill. I think you need just a date out of the rut, out of the standstill rut.
Yeah,
it probably would be good for you to go out with somebody else, even just once.
Oh, I know. I know this. Like, I know it. It's so emotionally hard for me to get to that place because I've never been that way. Like, mm-hmm. I literally go on two dates with somebody and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to see anybody else and see this through,
it's
you know?
It's the eggs in the basket.
It's also the cancer in me. Like, I just mm-hmm. kind of, I don't see a point in dating multiple people. When you go out with someone, you like them, it's like, keep going out with them. And then if they're not your person, then.
But if it's stagnating, isn't it time to at least try something else?
Yes. It is.
Even if you're just trying something else to realize, boy, I really do like that guy. Maybe that's the whole point of it.
I already know I really like that guy. I don't need another thing. But yeah, I do think I need to.
Yeah, but what if you met another guy and you really liked him and then he wanted
to be with me?
Yeah,
I know.
This is a good problem to have.
It is.
Somebody's got to step up. So you got to keep throwing it out there and see who steps up.
Yeah. This is the one worry I have about The Bachelor is like, the guy can't step up because he's got a date and be
yeah,
on a TV show
true.
With 20 other girls. So he can't. I remember being like, I want a guy who chooses me. Like, I want him to come seek me out. And then
Becca,
it's like,
that is the word of the year.
Chosen. Oh.
That's all I want.
Okay. So I really struggled with this because I was like, I had never been. You want to talk about, I was like, so far on the side of he needs to pursue me and come after me. So when I went on The Bachelor, I was like, I'm not going to go interrupt him. Like, if he wants to talk to me, he'll come talk to me.
Can I steal him for a second?
But I didn't even realize that, like, the production, like, ran, you know, who he's talking to in what order and how that works. So,
yeah.
Like, I remember being like, I'm never going to talk to him. I'm going to go home because I don't want to have to like be aggressive. And eventually I had to get over that, but it was really hard.
Yeah. I could imagine that would be really hard. Cause Becca, like, I feel like you're the one that always, like, you're always the one telling me like, no, like he should be coming to you.
If he should wants be, you, if you'll he would, know.
Yeah, totally. That would be, I feel like that would be hard for you. So maybe we just shoot for The Bachelorette.
You can't, that's not a thing.
I mean, it could be.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Everyone says stuff like that. Like, we've got to get this person on the... We have to have Ryan Seacrest be the first celebrity bachelor. We need to get Tanya the... It doesn't work. They do the alternating thing. They
yeah,
have
but
forever,
no,
and they're not
no,
going to change
that. No, they haven't forever. It started out...
They're still dipping into the pool.
And you know what, Mark? I don't like the attitude of...
That is not a ratitude.
That is not the ratitude.
That's an attitude.
That is an attitude. Because sometimes there's a rule, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes there's a Jennifer Goodwin in He's Just Not That Into You. And you can be the exception to the rule. So why can't I be the exception to the rule?
Because Ari was the exception to the rule. Like, going back a few seasons, that's as comfortable as they are breaking that
rule. That's rule adjacent. That's not
exactly.
exception
I'm
to the rule.
I'm saying that's as far as they'll go.
But says who?
Says Rob Mills and ABC. They're not going to make you The Bachelorette. I want you to imagine this from the core audience of The Bachelorette. I'm talking about the moms in Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to tell the moms in Nebraska who are saying, this person needs to be the Bachelorette. This person needs to be the Bachelorette from the current crop. And they say, no, It's not going to be. It's going to be Tanya Rad. And they're going to say, who's that? And they're going to say, well, she's on the radio in Los Angeles. And
she's pretty songsy.
She's friends with Becca Tilly, who you probably remember
she
from a couple seasons ago.
She has an award-winning podcast with Becca Tilly.
And they're going to be like, I'm not sure I'm interested in watching that. Because I'm invested in Victoria or whoever from this current season.
There's two Victorias.
Thank you very much.
Right.
So that's why I don't think they would do that. Now, I think it would make a lot of sense for them to do like a Ryan, because that would bring people, but Ryan would never do that. And I don't even know that they're that interested in that to begin with.
I do have to say, I do feel like a lot of the casting now has to do with social media following, who people are familiar with from the show, who they're excited to watch their story. I think they would love you if they gave it a chance, knowing you. They
for
would
sure.
love you.
They would love you, but they're not going to take that risk because it's a genius setup they got right now. They get you all invested in their story. She doesn't get the ring. Now her heroine moment happens and she gets to find her man. It's really brilliant how they do it.
She doesn't get the ring. The name of my memoir.
Married by 2022, though.
You're going to get that ring.
That's right. Actually, but you want to know something crazy? I met someone this weekend who had the engagement ring on that I saw when I went engagement ring shopping. I don't know if I said that.
Oh, we should talk about that, by the way.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I went with a friend of mine who's going to be getting engaged soon. And I've never tried on rings. I don't know like what I like, what color, what shape or anything. So I was like, I'm going to take this as an opportunity to educate myself. So anyways, I found the ring that I want. I'll show you a photo. But I met someone this weekend at a birthday party that literally had on the ring I picked out. I was like, is this a sign?
What's the sign?
That my ring-a-ding is coming.
That your ring exists? Oh, well, it's really, it looks very similar to JoJo's.
Yeah, it's the oval shape, but it's a rose gold band.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Here, do you want to see it on my finger?
Please. Why?
Wow. A lot of weird noises coming out of Tanya in this episode.
While she's looking for the ring on her finger, I went to Keith Urban this weekend in Vegas.
Oh, fun.
And, oh, wow, it's really pretty.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And we got to meet him before the show, which was really cool because he's just so nice. He's like the nicest human ever.
He really is.
Oh, I love him. So anyways, during the show, you know, they got us like really good seats. So we were like kind of right there. And he comes kind of to the middle of the arena or whatever and performs a few songs acoustically there. And he sees Allie and he sees us dancing. And so he kind of like smiles at us, whatever, acknowledges us like, hey, I met you earlier. Well, then he goes back to the stage and he sees us again while he's singing Blue Ain't Your Color. And over the mic, he goes, hi, Becca. And I was like, oh my God, I love him so much. So I'm in love with Keith Urban. I love him and Nicole.
Oh,
and but
they
he just
are
seems
just...
like the best.
He's the best.
Did you see that quote he said about Nicole Kidman? He was like, my life started when I met her.
Oh my gosh.
And he didn't even meet her till he was like 40 or something.
He was a judge on Idol for years, so we would cross paths with him in the Seacrest universe. And every time, he was the nicest, couldn't have been a friendlier guy.
Yeah.
He smells great, too.
And we went and saw him in New Orleans. We were in New Orleans for Idol auditions, and they said, hey, he's performing at, I don't know, House of Blues or something. If you guys want to come by, feel free. We'll put you on the list. We're like, we got nothing to do. So it was fantastic.
He's so good.
So good.
And you forget how many amazing songs he, like, you're kind of like, oh, I know some Keith Urban songs. But then
days
he starts,
gone by, yeah. I can see you fucking like a hand in the water in the wind. I don't know the words.
Well, great. Thanks for that performance. Anyways, if you have a chance, go see Keith Urban. He's amazing.
We love a Keith Urban.
Let's take another break. We have emails to get to. It's Grammy week. Still much to discuss.
So much.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could... I mean, she is literally like my hero, my shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for my sure. Shiro. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING. Grammys this weekend. Are you excited?
Beyond excited.
What are you doing for Grammys?
I'm doing a live, it's a special daily pop episode on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's like a Grammy episode. Mm-hmm. And then we have rehearsal on Saturday. And then I'm doing the Countdown Ease live from the red carpet countdown show on Sunday. So that'll be on TV.
Who are you doing that with?
Brad and Nina.
Wow.
I know. And I'm not going to give it away, but they asked us to do something special for
telecast.
Fun. And it's going to be so fun.
So it's you and then you lead into Ryan on the red carpet?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
As it should be.
And that's
I love
so
the
cute.
Two of you together.
Wait, you
on a
lead
Sunday.
Into Ryan?
Yeah. Yes. So our show's right up before his.
That is so cute.
It's really cute. So last year they had him come like the last 5 minutes of our show. He came on like on the set and like we did like a little crossover.
I remember, yeah. That was the one you had the weirdly colored legs.
Yes.
Wait, weirdly colored legs.
Remember her legs were like a deep brown.
Yeah, my legs on television looked like I was wearing brown pantyhose. Because here's the what I didn't realize is I got a spray tan, but Haley was doing my glam and she had her assistant put
body blur
on my legs. And I think she just put a ton on.
They
looked, it's weird because in person, mm-hmm. they didn't look like that. But on television, they were literally brown. Like Ryan was like, are you wearing nylon?
Do you have your outfit picked out?
I do. Yeah. And my dress is long. So I actually might not even get a spray tan because it's just like my top that's showing.
Thoughts? Just do like body blur up mm-hmm. there. But you don't want to get on the dress, so you have to be really careful.
Oh, yeah, good call.
I mean, you could get a spray tan. I know it's weird, but if you don't want to... No, just get a spray tan.
I know.
Is there anyone you're excited? Like, who's your Grammy, like, dream?
Oh. This Grammys, the performers are like, you couldn't have a show more geared to somebody like me.
Who is it?
Jonas Brothers performing, Demi Lovato, Ari... Need I say more?
I would like a few more.
Lizzo, uh-huh. Billie Eilish,
uh-huh. Ariana Grande.
We said her, obviously.
Sorry.
Queens. She called her Ari.
Oh, that's probably why you missed it. Yeah. I thought it was Ari from the sales department.
BB Rexha.
Wow.
Blake and Gwen.
Blake and Gwen together.
Wow.
Rosalia.
Rosalia.
She's actually so amazing. I saw her at the Billboard Women in Music. She's like... She sounds like Selena.
Yeah.
Not Selena Gomez, but Selena.
She's my pick for Best New Artist. Hope she wins.
Let's get to some of your picks. Now, you've listened to every album of the year.
Oh, wait. We're supposed to pick of the year or something, right?
Yeah. Let's go through them and pick
Remember, we're supposed to pick our award winners?
Yeah.
Says who?
Says we said that last week.
Oh, we did?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay. Great.
Let's do it now.
Here are your nominees for Record of the Year.
Okay.
Is that what we're doing, the big one? Is that
the big one.
Let's do the top four.
Great. Record of the Year.
Okay.
Hey Ma by Bon Iver. Bad Guy, Billie Eilish. Seven Rings, Ariana Grande. Hard Place, Her. Talk, Khalid. There's a lot of these. Old Town Road, Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. Truth Hurts, Lizzo, and Sunflower, Post Malone and Swae Lee. Your pick for Record of the Year.
I'm going to go... Old Town Road.
Okay.
That was so many options.
It's a lot of options.
Can I get that one more time?
No.
Yeah, because I was trying to type something.
Hey Ma, Bon Iver. Bad Guy, Billie Eilish. Seven Rings, Ariana Grande, Ari. Hard Place by Her. Talk by Khalid. Old Town Road. Truth Hurts by Lizzo. And Sunflower by Post Malone and Swae Lee.
I have my pick, but what are the people gonna choose? They mm-hmm. always choose one that I don't agree with normally. Mm-hmm. I might go what's the Her one?
Her is called Hard Place.
I'm just gonna go with that. I don't know it.
Fair
but
enough.
I'm gonna go with that
gonna
one.
Get
I'm here to win.
All right.
In a hard place.
Don't know it.
Let's go to Song of the Year. Now people get confused. How Record of the Year and Song of the Year? Song is the Songwriter's Award.
Yeah.
Record of the Year is a Producer's Award. So well, song
yeah.
of the year.
Record of the Year is like the whole shebang, like production, writing, the whole thing. And then Song is like more toward the songwriter.
It's just the songwriter. A Songwriter's Award. Here are they. Oh, there's a ton of these too.
Yeah, there's eight.
Didn't we always used to have five nominees?
There are still five nominees for everything else. They opened it to eight for the top four because they wanted more diversity.
I don't like it.
I like it.
Always Remember Us This Way by 17 people. I guess that's Lady Gaga originally.
Yeah.
Is that from Star Is Born?
Yeah.
Bad Guy, Billie Eilish. Bring My Flowers Now by Tanya Tucker.
That might be my choice. Seems a random.
Hard Place by Her. Lover by Taylor Swift. Norman Effing Rockwell by Lana Del Rey. Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi. And Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
I have to go. I'm going Someone You Love because I just think it's one of the best songs of all time.
Okay. Someone You Loved.
Who do you choose?
I'm going to go with Lana Del Rey.
Okay. Oh, love her too.
There you go. Let's go to Best New Artist now.
Are you ready? Are you writing these down?
I'm writing these down.
Okay.
And get comfortable because there's a lot of these too.
What is this?
Best New Artist.
Okay.
Black Pumas. Okay. Billie Eilish. Lil Nas X. Lizzo. Maggie Rogers. Rosalia. Tank and the Bangas.
Oh my gosh.
And Yola.
Oh,
I got to tell you, this is the first moment I've ever heard of Tank and the Bangas. This moment right now.
Yeah, I've
even heard of Black Pumas. I've never heard of Tank and the Bangas.
Yeah.
Who was before Maggie Rogers?
Lizzo.
And then before that?
Lil Nas X.
And Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish is on there, yes. Rosalia. Yola.
I'm going Rosalia.
Oh, that's such... I'm going to go... I'm gonna go Maggie Rogers.
That's a good pick.
Are we betting something on this? What are the stakes here?
There's pride. Just like, yeah.
Okay.
Knowing the industry.
And now the nominees for Album of the Year.
See, this one's hard for me.
Well, Tanya has gone to the trouble of listening to each of these start to finish. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, I don't feel like you've done that.
You're correct.
Yes, that is another marathon you have not run.
They're all really great albums.
You say that about every single thing.
That's not true.
But this is interesting because every year she does this. And some years she has to listen to, like, you know, Steely Dan or some artist she has zero interest in.
These are all people she's...
Like, I was not excited about Vampire Weekend to listen to the album, but I was like, that's pretty good.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to do it again, but...
I by Bon Iver.
Great album.
Norman Effing Rockwell by Lana Del Rey. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Billie Eilish. Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. I Used to Know Her by Her. 7, Lil Nas X, which is in like 4 songs, like 20
it's
minutes
seven.
Long.
It's 7, it's 20 minutes, a little shy of 20 minutes.
Because I Love You, Deluxe Edition by Lizzo, and Father of the Bride by Vampire Weekend. Your picks for Album of the Year.
I'm going to go Billie Eilish.
Going to go Billie Eilish.
Where Do We All Go When We Die?
Where Do We All Go When We Fall Asleep?
When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
Got a combo of both. I might go Billie Eilish too. I mean, okay, fine. Then just for the sake of diversity.
Well, hold on. I think she can pick whoever she
wants. Okay, that's fine.
Because it's not fair that you went first. If that was a rule, we would have had to alternate. We did not alternate.
Okay, you're right.
Because my heart, you know what? I'll go Ari.
No. You can't do that.
Why?
She's
because you think she's going to win?
I think she's too mainstream and they always choose someone a little more like.
I know.
But you know what?
But the album, here's the thing with that album. I love that she literally dropped an album 6 months after dropping another album. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, she did everything so, like, off course with this album that I just find it to be so cool. And I like the songs.
So you think they're going to honor that?
I think they'll honor it.
Okay.
Ari?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Do we have your picks?
I did not give my picks, but I'm going to tell you that Lana Del Rey is going to win Album of the Year. I'm going to tell you that Lizzo is going to be Best New Artist and Record of the Year and Song of the Year is going to... Billie Eilish.
I really wanted to choose Always Remember Us This Way.
Why didn't you?
Felt shadowed by the others, honestly.
All right, so there we go. That's this weekend, so watch Tanya on the red carpet. This is an email from Danielle. I've started recently watching Flirty Dancing. It's new. A person is set up with two different people and they can't talk. They can only dance. And the one person picks who they want to see again based on that connection through dance. I know there's been talk about Tanya on The Bachelor, but I think the show would be much better for her. Also would love to see if they can throw in some of her and Brad's dance moves like the trust fall, LOL. Tanya, thoughts on Flirty Dancing?
This is amazing.
It's going to be a no for me.
Why?
You guys, I don't know if you watch these dance videos, but Brad and I are not good.
These people are not that great.
They're not professional dancers. No. It wouldn't be a good show if they were professional dancers.
The guy I saw on the one episode I watched was cute. They did it on the Santa Monica Pier. It was really cute. Mm. And it's like, it's weirdly so cringe, but also so cute.
It's so cringe. I just...
There's an intimate connection that happens when you're dancing
it's
with
true.
Someone.
Tell
it's
me about
you,
it.
Like,
I know.
Yeah.
I get all revved up after my dance days with Brad.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting. Oh, the next email needs Easton in here. He's doing Help I Suck at Dating down the hall. Well, I could read it anyway, but I feel badly reading it without him here because it's very complimentary. What do you guys think?
Easton listens.
Okay, well, tell him to tune in.
Yeah. Right? I mean,
we'll
you're not going to read it.
This. As much as I love and adore you ladies, this email is for Easton, and a request to have him on your next Mantle ASAP. Last week's episode was a discussion with Easton that I didn't even know I needed to hear. I didn't even know men like Easton existed in this world. He came across as kind, caring, respectful, and just a stand-up human being that truly loves and cares for his wife and the women he has dated in the past.
True.
I found it so important in my life to listen to him speak so openly about contraception and how caring and selfless he was toward his wife and women he has dated in the past. It is so difficult to find a man who honestly cares that deeply about the woman he is with. His voice and opinion matter in this area, and as women, we need to respect ourselves and hold ourselves in the highest regard, which is even more possible with his insight. I hope you received multiple emails about this and that the other women listening to the podcast feel as strongly about the discussion as I did. I want to thank Easton for being so open and his wife for allowing the discussion to be part of this podcast. Thanks again for all you do and all the laughs. You all are the best.
It's true.
I mean, we agree.
So what was he saying? He was talking about how he did not want his wife on the pill from very early on because there's nothing good comes from that. It's just hormones, hormones, hormones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she did the... What's it called? What's that thing called?
IUD.
Yeah. He was saying both had caused her so much pain and discomfort that he didn't want her to have to do that. But he was just saying, you know, they're in a place of trying to figure out, they're not 100% sure if they want kids, but they're not 100% sure that they don't want kids. But yeah, I mean, both Easton and Mark, y'all are like, Thank you. Amount of messages and emails I think it's both true. Get about it.
Diamonds in the rock.
Yeah. So we agree.
Well, thank you for saying that. But it does. I think, not to defend men here, but I think guys are just kind of oblivious. You know, they're just raised. Girls are on the pill. That'll take care of that. But they need to be educated. They need to realize that that's not just a simple thing. It's not like taking a vitamin every day. It can really mess you up. It's not great. And so we got Amy off the pill very quickly when we were first together because it's just not good.
Mm-hmm. So what'd you do?
Well, I don't want to get too deep into that. But
I actually got a ton of messages last week about your ovulation cycle. And how it can be different for everybody has like a different ovulation cycle.
Oh, it's not the same day every month for everybody.
Yeah.
Like it'd be pretty easy otherwise.
This one woman said that like she ovulates like 3 days before she gets her period. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. I was going to say, because I find it, how so many people accidentally get pregnant when there's only a certain few days that you're able to. It is kind of crazy how that happens. But yeah, it was a good conversation.
We do need to have another mantle.
I love the mantles. I would love to have Mark and Easton on the mantle and then have like one other guy.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, single guy.
Anybody come to mind from our universe? Because Easton and I are here anyway.
Right, like someone that we could snag?
Yeah.
Snatch him up?
Someone fully single.
Chris Soules.
Okay, there you go. There's the next
Sean
mantle.
Booth.
Easton, me, and Chris Soules or Sean Booth.
Keep it in the fam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, you're coming to see us in San Francisco? Because you should.
Yeah.
It's at Marines Memorial Theater in San Francisco. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. February 1st. That is right around the corner.
It Bob really Horner.
Is. That is. Oh, look at that. You're going to be there in San Francisco the night before the Super Bowl, which features San Francisco.
I know. I did notice that.
That's going to be crazy that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the game's not there, so that's helpful.
Right.
But yeah, 49ers fans are going to be going nuts that weekend. Mm-hmm. You're going to be right there in the heart of it all.
I went to the Super Bowl in San Francisco with Amy 1 year when it was there.
Really?
Yeah, that was the last time I was in San Francisco. Well, for the 49ers thing, but actually, that was like so quick. When we did the podcast at the...
For the Giants.
I mean, for
thing.
The Giants.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the Giants. But this will be my first time back, and I'm spending the weekend up there. So it's going to be a rowdy time.
Well, I hope you go and see this show because it's going to be fun. Scrumming in live. And if you're going, you should stay at the Viceroy Hotel Group. I was just going to share that. My personal feeling that they're the best place to stay. Hotel Zellos, Hotel Zeppelin, and Hotel Zeta. They're all part of the Viceroy Hotel Group. Can't go wrong.
I was going to say, I came in this morning and I asked Mark, I said, have you guys written any of the truth or dare or truth or drink questions yet? And he was like,
well, that's a reveal right there that we're going to play truth or drink in San Francisco.
Oh, shiznit.
No, I think that's okay.
Okay.
That's a teaser if I've ever heard one.
That's exciting for people, I hope.
I just had a moment. Do you know who Mark reminds me of? His humor?
Oh, jeez.
Robert.
Oh.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, yeah.
I don't think I've ever met Robert.
You've never met Robert?
Have I? I don't think so. We had him on the phone one time.
Yeah.
And that was it.
He's never been on our podcast.
Oh, we gotta get Rob. Well, he's not single, so there goes our mantle.
Mm.
But man, what a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a compliment.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there we go. Yeah. I usually get Nicolas Cage, so I'll take Robert. That's much more much more pleasant for me. And then February 13th at the Roxy in LA, that is sold out, but that's going to be a fun show as well. And the reason we haven't written the Truth or Drink questions, and by the way, we wouldn't tell you in advance anyway, because I don't like you guys being able to come up with answers in advance, because then you'll never drink. You'll find a way to answer it without drinking. It's better if you panic. It's better if we ask you a question that makes you panic internally and then try to decide if you'll answer it or not. So you won't know in advance. Easton and I have to really think about this because it is a challenge. And it was very difficult last time. It's hard to come up with questions that Tanya will not answer. She's very, very open. But with Becca, it's hard to come up with questions that you will answer, but are also very personal and invasive.
I'm the one who really gets screwed in this thing, basically.
You think so?
Yeah. Tanya's just sober Sally over there while I'm just like crippling anxiety and drunk.
Yeah, talking about eggplants in my bottom.
That did happen. And people thought she was literally talking about eggplants.
I know.
Yeah.
That was...
Well, that's the thing is Tanya might hesitate to answer that question. That's why we came up with the question, what's the strangest thing you've ever put in your rear end? Or that's ever been in your rear end. But with Becca, it's a different situation because we also want to be respectful to you. We don't want to just put you on the spot with stuff that you don't want to talk about. That's so it's a fine line.
Right. And to be honest, I feel like I'm pretty open about most things except for my dating life. So there's a lot of, there really is more options, but that's the thing that everyone asks about. So that's why it feels like, oh, I'm so private and closed off. But really, that's the main... That's really the only thing that I hesitate about talking about.
Well, maybe you'll get the rear end question this time. Who knows?
Great. Look forward to it.
But we also like don't want to just be drinking the whole time. Like you
want
to
get some answers.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like I had a good balance in Hawaii. I gave it drinks.
We labored over those.
Those are some good questions.
And we will labor over these.
And honestly, I would have thought the one about being in Tanya's butt would have been like a drink, but
That's the thing with Tanya.
Nope.
And by the way, we got some good ones off the Facebook group last time. We'll probably try that again too.
It's going to be fun. That show, if you don't have tickets, I mean, I think it's almost sold out if it isn't already.
Yeah, let me follow up on that.
So anyways, get those. It's going to be a rage fest. We're going to have the best time. I'm so excited. Our first scrubbing. Do you want to be a part of history?
That's true.
Do you want to be a part of history?
That's true. It's
Who
our
doesn't?
First.
Yeah.
It's our cherry pop.
Oh my God. Why do you always make things a little uncomfortable?
How is that uncomfortable? It's our live show cherry pop. Come pop our cherry. That should be the slogan for San Francisco show. No?
I think that'll be the title. By the way, I wanted to run these by you. So during the episodes, I write down possible titles for the episode based on things that are said throughout the episode. So then we can vote as to what you guys like as the actual title.
Okay.
It's kind of funny because people listening to this know what you chose because they saw the title when they downloaded it.
Uh-huh.
So here are your options. I think I have my favorite, but I wrote down First Comes First. I wrote down Sanzi Happiness. I wrote down A Diamond in a Rock. I wrote down Chosen. And I wrote down She Doesn't Get the Ring.
Ooh, I think She Doesn't Get the Ring would pique my interest.
I like She Doesn't Get the Ring, but I also like the Sanzi solo.
Sanzi Happiness. I like A Diamond in a Rock because you've said it twice now and it's not the actual phrase you're trying to say.
But it is.
It's not.
It is.
No, Diamond in the Rough.
That's the phrase.
No, it's a diamond in because diamonds come out of a rock. Diamonds are made inside a rock, aren't they not?
What I'm saying is what you were what you were trying to say was Diamond in the Rough.
That's right.
No, it's not at all what I was trying to say. Diamonds are in rocks.
In a rock.
They're built inside rocks. So it's like there's diamonds and then there's rocks.
But do you know the expression a diamond in the rough?
Yes,
what
I do.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's the problem.
But I meant what I said.
Okay, fair enough. Then we'll just leave it at that. All right. Hey, I think Grace is back this week.
Whoop-dee.
Oh, ouch. Yikes.
Now that I'm rewatching old episodes, I'm just
You're always rewatching old episodes.
I know, but it just was like.
Finish the morning show. Stop Cheer. Stop Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, you're
finish
right.
the morning show, the morning then start show. Something okay, new. Okay, okay. I get stressed out when I'm mid-season on multiple shows.
I know, and I'm mid-season Maisel, too.
Oh, not good. Okay, so we're having a little Justin Chambers kind of hangover with Grey's, but we'll see.
I'm feeling a little.
Because the thing is, it's going to have to be really strong when it comes back to make us get over it a little bit.
Yeah, it's got to be strong like a car in a bar.
Well, I think you're in luck.
All right. Well, yeah, I just, you know, I'm a little bitter, I guess, about the whole Justin Chambers thing. So that's now she's going to drink her like vitamin juice
what
after I
world?
Sniffed.
I'm just keeping it Sonsy over here.
Okay, great. Here
so
we go.
Basically wait, what don't... we've established okay, is that Sonsy can literally be whatever you want it to be. Any, it's an adjective for anything.
Well, it's like a little bit like I feel like I use it when I'm like I'm.
Yeah,
like,
but
it's not great.
You
like
used it, you used it for you said Taylor Swift keeping it Sonsy by not doing the carpet with her boyfriend.
Yeah,
so,
like Taylor's kind of keeping it solo.
Right. So that's a different meaning.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's its original meaning. That's its correct meaning.
Okay. The original. The OG. All right. On that note, it's time to go. I'm going to be on time next week.
Can't wait.
Time of death, 11:03. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
Scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.